You a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then, they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, when you think of MGM, what do you think of? You think of your games. You think of action. You think of excitement. Do you think of veterans? Well, you know what? You're going to have to start thinking of veterans. We've got John Flynn with us, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. John, how you doing?
Great, Randy. Great. How you doing today? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
It's a great topic.
Now, that's Colonel John Flynn, correct?
That's correct. Yep. I'm still in the reserves, in the reserves for about 6 years.
Hey, talk to us about your military experience a little bit, man. You've been there for a while.
Yeah. I left high school, went right in the Air Force Academy, was recruited athlete to play ball there. Came out of there, went to pilot training, flew C-17s for about 10 years, graduated, left pilot training. I was checking out of pilot training, getting my medical records on 9/11. So literally kind of the mission of the DOD kind of certainly pivoted overnight. And then, you know, supported the global war on terror, both supporting missions in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then I got to go to Washington, D.C. On a staff assignment. So I got to work at the Pentagon. Been on Capitol Hill for then Senator Bill Nelson. He's now NASA administrator. Got to get some experience in Armed Services Committee. Then went over got to work for then Vice President Biden, working for him as a military aide, senior military for 3 years, and then became a political senior advisor for him the last 2 years I was there.
Wow.
Then transitioned to reserves, and then I've been in this group called AFWERX for the last 6 years, and we're trying to bring more innovation and critical technology to the forefront for all of DOD now.
Wow. What a incredible military career. That's outstanding. Thank you so much for your service, obviously, and on every level there. I mean, so from then you go to how did you get to MGM from that?
Yeah, good question. I asked people ask, like, how did you go from military to White House to hospitality? And, like, part of it is, you know, we're always in guest service in some way, shape, or form, whether you're a commander or whether you're a leader, where you're working with colleagues, you're always looking to take care of one another. And I had the unique experience to be able to meet a lot of business leaders and get exposed to certainly the private sector side, working with some of the portfolios, when I was at the White House. And at the time also MGM was building a property in National Harbor. So it was top of mind. And, after that time in D.C., I was going to move back to Irvine, California, be close to mom and dad, and got to meet some of the leadership team at MGM. And they asked me to come out to Vegas and visit. They had some great programs, some great people, some great leadership, and they had a pretty good, you know, military and veterans network set up there. So I fell in love with the culture and fell in love with the people and really fell in love with Southern Nevada. So, you know, I moved out here on a 2 to 3 year stint, and it's been 6 years and loving every minute of it.
So 6 years. Okay. And now you spearhead all of MGM Resorts Veterans Initiatives, and MGM Resorts was recently named, which I didn't know, a top 25 employer for veterans by the Military Times. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Randy. Yeah, it's something we're very, very proud of, something that we've been really working hard on for the last couple of years. And, you know, it's the effort, you know, with a big company, it takes a lot of people to really, you know, score high and do well and to put forward a genuine effort. You know, we have kind of three prongs going on here. We have the talent acquisition side, a great group run by Becky Smith and Justin Tromberg. And what they do is they make sure that we are recruiting and being available and being active in the spaces and places where we know our military service members are reading and looking, where their spouses are reading and looking, because we really want to embrace them and bring them into our culture, because there's a lot of matches there for us. Then on the diversity, equity, inclusion side, with Tony Gladney and Maria Gotti, we make sure that we are present in a lot of these other areas, and we support initiatives like Salute to the Troops with the USO and some of the jobs initiatives that we're a part of. And then we also have a public-facing program called the Military Veterans Program through MGM Rewards. And so that's going to be activated. It's activated 365 days a year, but we have a big activation coming up 4th of July through the weekend. And it's just our way of being able to say thanks and for our employees to be able to thank our service members and their family members, you know, for putting it all on the line for us.
Oh, man, that's great. We're talking to John Flynn here in the National Defense, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. So I understand the administration. What's the aviation part?
Yeah. So the aviation part, we have a large aviation team in Las Vegas. We've got half a dozen planes and about 50 personnel. And then we have a small but mighty team on the East Coast. And so we get to support a lot of our customer growth strategy. We get to support a lot of our travel around the world, as we're a global organization, as we're working on projects in the Middle East, working on, you know, we've got properties in Macau, mainland China, just got, you know, one license to build in Japan. So we support that. And then you've probably been to, or if you've been to Vegas, you've been to a show in Vegas, you've likely been to a show that has been operated or certainly housed by an MGM property. So some of those entertainers, our team has the unique opportunity to be able to fly them, get them to and from, you know, Las Vegas safely.
Wait a minute.
That's the aviation part.
Wait a minute. You've had Donny Osmond on your plane. Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? I'd have to go back in time, see if we've had him on the plane. I don't know. That's a good question.
He's great. We've been lucky enough. We've done this show up quite a while, and we get a lot of big name celebrities that come on, and people always ask me, how do you get the celebrities like that on you? Tom Hanks has been on four times. Bradley Cooper's been on twice. Donny Osmond's been on a handful of times. And it's, you know, and John, you'll understand this, because when you think of celebrities and veterans, you don't put those together immediately. But just everybody that we've had on from the celebrity world has a connection to the military. Alec Baldwin's dad was a drill instructor. Tom Hanks is the chairman of the Hidden Heroes program for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which is veteran caregivers. And those guys never get to talk about that except here. And so they love coming on. They love talking about how much they love the country and how much they appreciate the troops and how much they value veterans. And so it's kind of a USO of the radio deal, if you will. And it's just so nice to have that community that uplifts veterans, you know, all the time. And I'm sure at MGM you find that too.
We do. And it's so important that we continue to have these conversations and that we celebrate our veterans and our service members. You've seen the stat, right? Less than 1% of our country gets the opportunity to serve, and that number is continuing to decrease. So we have to keep talking about, we have to celebrate service, you know, because I've got three young kids. They're interested in the military. A lot of us have communities of kids running around. They're looking. They're thinking about what do they want to do with their lives? What do they want to do next? That's our next generation of this military fighting force,
right,
which I think is the best in the world. That's who we're trying to recruit, you know? So back, you know, 40, 50 years ago, the vets of Vietnam, they didn't get the same type of homecoming that Gulf War One, Gulf War Two, the Global War on Terror, those. And by the way, we still have service members, even though we've withdrawn from Afghanistan, most operations have wound down in Iraq. We still have service members deployed in combat right now. But it's not in the headlines. So we have to keep talking about it. We have to keep celebrating service. We have to show and tell the story like you continue to do, Randy. We have to tell people, hey, this is pretty dang cool what we get to do in the military, and recruit and bring in the next generation to entice them to serve as well.
Hey, you know, it's my honor, and every day I get to talk to somebody like yourself, John, who served and who is still serving the veteran community. Give us an idea about how strong the veteran community is at MGM.
Yeah, it's very strong, and it starts at the top. We have board support. Our CEO was born on an Air Force base overseas. We have a lot of our senior leadership team on down. Our service our veterans, our spouses of service members. So that's really important that it starts at the top, and the support will absolutely trickle down throughout the rest of the organization. Number two, we have well over 6,000 veterans and spouses that are at MGM, and that I can't give you an exact number because we're hiring new like a couple hundred people every couple of weeks. But we have that strong network here. We have over 16 what we call employee networking groups across the company. One of them is the Veterans Employee Networking Group. So we have a chairman, a vice chairman. So that gives us the ability to monthly, rebuild that camaraderie. Find that sort of team, find that tribe that we got used to having, that the brothers and sisters in arms, right, that we deployed with, that we served with, and then kind of finding that same sort of, like I mentioned, camaraderie, you know, in private sector. I think that's one of the things that some worry about. It was one of the things that I was worried about, and then I landed here and I found it. And it's so important because you are walking into a new quote-unquote AOR here in the private sector. So having somebody that will take you under their wing, that will kind of show you the ropes, that will mentor you, that will guide you and really invest into you as a partner and as a leader is so, so important.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll find our best savings of the season on select storage solutions. You can get a heavy-duty HDX tote to protect your tools, or keep your sports equipment contained with reinforced snap-fit lids. Or stack up and make more efficient use of your space with bins and totes. Store more and save more with up to 25% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them. At the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're talking to John Flynn here in the National Defense, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. And now that I understand the title, you do the administration, but you can't wait to do the aviation part, right? I mean, that's your reward for doing the administration part.
Aviation is definitely a fun job, no doubt about it. And on the administration front, we have, you know, security operations falls under that group as well. So when you show up at an MGM property, you know, we focus safety and security for our guests and for our employees is first and foremost, top of mind. So we've got, you know, over 2,200 security personnel that help keep our, you know, dozen or so properties in Vegas. And we got 7 properties in the regions. You know, we got properties in New York in Yonkers and Empire City, Springfield, Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan, Northfield Park, just south of Cleveland, Borgata in Atlantic City, MGM National Harbor. I mentioned that wow. Right there in the DMV. And then Southern Mississippi, we've got the Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the administration role. I've just got a huge team of just, you know, A-list players that support in that role that come together. Just like in the military, right? You don't get anything done in the military by yourself. You've got a team
right
around you. You've got the commander's intent. You got the vision. And same thing here. You got your boss. You got the team around you. You got the commander's intent. We call them KPIs or goals, you know, business goals that we have every couple of quarters, and we meet and we try to exceed them.
Yeah, and John, we talk about this on the show all the time, and I think a lot of companies are starting to get this. Certainly, you know, companies like Home Depot and T-Mobile that we work with and some other companies certainly do. But, man, when you've got a veteran employee, that's an employee for life. Right? I was talking to one guy. He said he was he came out, transitioned back, and he was in his first job interview. And the guy goes, and the guy was not military, and he said, "So you know, talk to me about your loyalty toward the company or the job." And he goes, "Well, in my last job, I was ready to take a bullet for my boss." And the guy goes, "Okay, enough said." But I mean, that is the culture, that's the environment, and that is where veterans make a company so much stronger.
I couldn't agree with you more, Randy. And some of that is leadership, it's followership, it's these things that I think you learn in the military. You don't realize that you were being taught this or learning it, you know, sometimes through hard knocks on a day to day basis. But those same skill sets are definitely valued here in the private sector. When I first walked in, I was talking to you about, you know, being adaptable, being flexible. That's what they teach you in the military too. Right? They train you, they equip you to be able to do your job. And then you have to be able to do that on 1 of 7 continents anywhere around the globe and being able to be effective with your skill sets. And so being able to have that sort of dynamic, being able to be flexible and adaptable in the business world, which has to be flexible and adaptable, right? If you're falling behind in business, you're going to get left behind. And as we've seen anything, if we've learned anything in the last 3 years with the pandemic, you have to be able to be right, you know, fit and be flexible. And so that's where some of those skill sets or those values we learned in the military or got reinforced in the military is certainly helpful here. Integrity, loyalty, you know, follow through, commitment. When you look somebody in the eye, they say, you know, "Hey, Randy, I need you to do this." And you say, "Got it, sir," or "Got it, ma'am. I'll take care of it." I want to be able to fire and forget. And I know that if you told me you're going to do it, you're going to get it done. And that's such a time saver. It streamlines operations. It makes things more effective. And it gets things done on a more rapid scale.
Well, Colonel, you know, you've seen the military and the Pentagon, the White House. You've seen it from all sides. You've seen every part of it. What are your hopes for the military and veteran communities moving forward?
I have lots of hopes for our community going forward. I think, you know, as a society, we train and equip our service members, make sure that they're prepared going into harm's way, and then to take care of them when they return home, right? That's our obligation. I think that's what we do. That's what private sector is responsible for. That's what our nonprofits or VSO is responsible for. That's what you're doing as well, making sure that we take care of them then when we get home. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, that my hopes is that our communities continue to feel valued in terms of being able to find another career, in terms of knowing that we love them and thank them for their service, in terms of their health care for life, the programs through the Veterans Affairs and other programs, so that any sort of ailments or injuries that they sustained while wearing the uniform, that we're going to take care of them and their spouses for life. So I want to see those programs continue to grow. I want to see the support for the veterans and for the veterans community continue to strengthen. And I want this next generation to make this at the top of their list of top priorities when they're looking at working for MGM Resorts, or they're looking at going to Harvard University, or they're looking to join the military. I want that military option to be at the top of their list.
Yeah, and, you know, we work with about 24 of the top veteran support organizations in the country. And the one thing that just keeps resonating, which is crazy to me, and a few of these things have been changed, but, you know, some of these some of this legislation it's so outdated and still on the books from, you know, the 1900s, and you know, the veterans today need better than that, and a lot of these groups are helping accomplish that. And so each time I hear something like that, it just makes me happy. And it more than makes me happy, it just makes me, because it should be that way. You know what I mean? I mean, it should be, veterans should never have to want for anything the way that they've served our country.
Yeah, I agree. And I think every American would agree with you on that, Randy.
Yeah.
You mentioned legislation. I think you've seen some good advancements over the last year or two.
Yep.
You're probably familiar with the burn pits and,
sure,
and the significant impact that's had on anybody who served within those areas, even for a couple of months. And so to be able to see those efforts led by, you know, folks on Capitol Hill, led by the White House, led by the DOD, you know, to come together to put forward billions of dollars for the veterans that were affected, it's very meaningful. And you know, one note there, Randy, is that I encourage folks to go out there, if you're eligible, to go out there and register in the Burn Pit Registry.
Yes.
Get assessed, right? Because what that does is it shows those that are appropriating the monies, you know, for this sort of initiative, it shows them that this is important, and it shows them the impact that this legislation and that those burn pits have had on us. So that's one thing that I would encourage, that when you see those programs as a veteran, please go out there and see if you're eligible for it, and certainly take advantage of it, because that's one way that the country can give back to you.
Yeah, and there are deadlines for that, you know, all of those too. So you got to get in there and under the deadline and make sure that you take advantage of that. John, listen,
that's
man,
correct.
It has been such a pleasure talking to you, such an honor. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you for what MGM Resorts is doing for veterans.
Hey, you got it, Randy. Thank you too, and thank you for everyone who's out there. Thank you, everyone, for your ongoing service to our country.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, Call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and many veterans, as you know, are still at war, bringing new battles with them that can't be seen. After numerous combat awards and 13 years of service in special ops, including time on SEAL Teams 10 and 6, Navy SEAL Marcus Capone retired from active duty in 2013. Like many returning soldiers, he experienced a difficult transition back to civilian life, which included depression, suicidal thoughts, alcohol abuse, and other concerns that were harmful to him and his family. Marcus, together with his wife Amber, who was determined not to become a victim but to pursue victory for her family as well as others who are suffering, started an inspiring organization to help direct this country forward, both in return service for those who have served and for the outlook on mental health treatment. And as we just kind of wind down on National PTSD Awareness Month, we have Amber and Marcus with us here to talk about their nonprofit, VETS, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. Amber and Marcus, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Randy. Great to be on with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us today.
Hey, Marcus, first of all, take us kind of through your military service, if you will.
Yeah, after college, I spent 13 years on active duty. I went through Buds, SEAL selection,
right,
in 2001. I spent most of my time deploying to Afghanistan and Iraq with the East Coast SEAL teams. And then the last couple years, we came back out to the West Coast. I was a first phase Buds instructor. And then I ran CQC, is Close Quarters Combat, for SEAL qualification training. And that's when the Buds students finish Buds, they move over to SEAL qualification training. And so I ran one of those divisions for about a year.
So, Amber, when did you guys get married?
We got married before 9/11 in 2000. And my life shifted practically overnight from being a college student and Marcus's girlfriend to wife, mother, military spouse, and then shortly thereafter 9/11 occurred. So of course, just very honored to be able to support Marcus during his time serving the nation. And I think that we were very much in an adaptive type mindset where you don't really have time to think about what the long-term repercussions are from the survival mode that you're in during a time of war.
And did you know that you were marrying such a badass?
Yes.
Well, great.
Well,
yes and no. Yes
yeah.
and no. Marcus is very charismatic and lovable, an athlete, larger than life. I felt like he could do anything, but did I think that he would become a trained killer and a Navy SEAL and go on multiple combat deployments? No, but because I thought he could do anything, I sure wasn't too surprised when he was able to adapt to that.
And Marcus, so talking about your transition, when you came back, as so many do, you kind of slipped into a funk and had to go through that, right?
Yeah. It's weird. You know, when I went to see the psychologist in one of them in about 2010, and he said, you know, Marcus, this is getting really, you know, I don't say it's getting weird, but he just said, you know, you're like the 100th person, SEAL that has come to me over the last few months. And you guys are all experiencing the same thing. And these are all active duty, right? So this is, I wasn't even out of the military yet. And so, you know, there's obviously that something was going on, whether, you know, it was a mixture of PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And obviously, you know, along that you get, you know, symptoms of depression and anxiety and everything else. And then individuals, of course, are abusing alcohol to, you know, numb, you know, whatever's going on.
Sure.
And then, you know, on top of that, others are coming off of, you know, either surgeries from injuries they sustained overseas in battle or in training. And so, you know, many of those individuals, of course, are put on narcotics. They're put on opioid type medications. And as you know, and as we all know now, there's a very strong physiological addiction to those medications. And so, you know, I was just struggling, like everybody else, and looking for answers. And I was, you know, prescribed antidepressants. I was on antidepressants and mood stabilizers for 7 years straight. And so it was really frustrating. Yeah, it was frustrating.
Because that's the first line of defense, right? I mean, that's the first thing they do.
That's traditional approaches to medicine. You know, that's what the doctors know. That's what they were trained for.
Right.
You know, we haven't had technology in almost 35 years when it comes to medications to combat, you know, PTSD and depression.
So, Amber, when Marcus comes back like that, number one, how long did it take you to figure out that something was wrong? And number two, when did you decide to stand firm against that?
Marcus was like the most capable human I'd ever met. He might not like me saying that, but to me, he was Superman. And I saw him trying to work on something that was elusive to him, which was finding peace and stability in his life post-service. And he had never not been able to achieve a goal that he set out to achieve. And so I thought that this was within his control. I gave a lot of threats, ultimatums, condemnation, criticism during this time because I thought he's in this funk and he can surely pull himself out. it wasn't until the brain autopsy of one of his former teammates was released within our community that I learned of a condition called interface astroglial scarring, which also had parallels to a condition called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Many football players are dealing with this after years of concussions and some concussive head trauma. And so at that point, I realized this might not be all psychological and within his control. I think that there is a brain component to this. And so I started getting him into brain clinics. The talk therapy wasn't working. The antidepressants were making things far more complicated. I thought brain centers would be the answer. And they're great for giving diagnostics. They're not so great for long-term follow-up and, you know, what to actually do with what these images
are. Well, now, wait a minute. Is Marcus receptive to all of this help from you?
He was putting in the work, you know. Of course, you go to the VA and they're like, oh, here's your 10 prescriptions and here's your new therapist. And in a month, that person will be replaced with someone new. And so this is this carousel of never-ending misery. So the brain clinic seemed like a new approach, a little bit outside of the box. But it was still in America. It was still doctors with stethoscopes and lab coats and imaging and, you know, things we were used to. With every failed clinic or approach, he was becoming more and more depressed, despondent, for a high-performing individual that cannot attain this goal. It's got to be really maddening.
That's got to be so frustrating for you both.
Yeah. I knew that he was giving up hope. And
I tell you what I really, and Amber, I don't mean to cut you off. You're on a roll, but do you want to keep going?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, not that I, of course, didn't see it when I was still on active duty, because I did, obviously. But I remember being out and working I was at a great company and everything was going well. And I got called to, do this really cool kind of week-long physical fitness, if you want to call it a camp, but it was a couple of former guys that I used to work with in the military, in the SEAL teams, and then a couple of NFL players. And we were, you know, they were getting us together to work out and kind of, you know, team build. And, you know, it was just kind of a fun week that I got to do.
Cool.
And I thought, but this is what happened. The last 2 days, I didn't go. I couldn't go. Like, I completely just broke down for no reason. I was just unable to. You know, I was not functioning. I was not functioning at that time. And then I remember the week after going into work, and one of the other partners there just said, "Hey, what's going on?" And I just looked at him, and I broke down. And I don't know why. I don't even know if Amber knows this, but it was for no reason. And I just knew that there's something not right. Like, what's going on in my life? What's going on in my head? It's stuff that I couldn't control, which was really frustrating. I was just really struggling. And so, you know, I was willing to do just about anything because, you know, at this point, it was about, you know, I guess it was probably 5 years, 5 or 6 years in, and I wasn't getting better. Sorry about that. I'm out and about. I just wasn't getting better. And so I was looking for any answer. If you told me to tap my head and rub my belly and told me it was going to make you
right.
I would have done it at that time.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Palm Harbor, Florida, after 2 decades of serving in the Navy, Paul Keyes started clothing business Club 214 to bring Tampa Bay veterans closer together. In the years since, it's become much more than just clothes. The organization has grown into a full-fledged 501c3 nonprofit, helping Tampa Bay area veterans bond, find fellowship, and get assistance. Key started his Club 214 military land and sea clothing page with an active duty Navy SEAL, which quickly expanded into a Facebook group of over 3,000 members. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company.
This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner. And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock. KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
we share this influence of my dad, who the number one thing he told me when I was growing up, well, there were two things. Number one was listen to your heart. And number two is don't you ever quit anything. And so my heart never told me to leave Marcus. And my heart told me only keep fighting. Even though it didn't seem like there was a logical solution, and it did feel at one point like I had no choice but to quit. And I'd actually told my dad that, you know, it really wasn't quitting. It was just choosing something else. And then I remembered that one of Marcus's friends had been to Mexico and done this crazy treatment that I never heard of, made no sense to me. I didn't know what psychedelics were. I didn't know what this compound was, but I knew that I trusted that individual.
This is the psychedelic assisted therapy, right?
Yeah. It's a compound that, is readily available in Mexico. It's unregulated there, but it's illegal here. So I had to actually arrange for Marcus to leave the country and go have this experience. I didn't know what it would produce. I just thought maybe it would buy us some time and create a temporary relief sure. in our life so that we could find the next thing that was available in the U.S. Well, come to find out, this plant that's grown in Africa, shipped to Mexico, and administered there in clinics all across the country, saved his life. It changed our lives and the trajectory of our family.
Like, immediately?
Exactly what we needed. Immediately. Yeah. Marcus can speak to that better than I can. But yes. Yeah. It was wild.
I mean, what happened when you did that, Marcus?
So, we didn't do a whole rant about psychedelics, but what psychedelic therapy does is it gets to the root cause. Psychedelics get to the root cause of issues, so it doesn't put band-aids on symptoms, which antidepressants do. You know, they kind of, you know,
kind of numb you down.
Yeah, kind of dull you, numb your eye or whatever. But psychedelics actually get to the root cause of issues, and if it's a psychological issue, it's a lot easier. Obviously, physiological issues, that's a different story. Although, you know, this drug in particular does help the brain physiologically, but you know, I don't want to get too much into that.
Sure.
But let's just talk about, you know, psychological. If you have trauma, when you take the psychedelic under proper supervision with proper guidance and preparatory support from, you know, a therapist, and then the proper integration from the therapist, the drug itself, once you go under and within, you know, an hour, 2 hours, you actually revisit some of the toughest experiences in your life. So if you had tough experiences when you were a child, you're actually going to go revisit that. If you had tough experiences, you know, when you went to war, you revisit that. And the same thing after. And so, you know, the body knows how to heal itself. You know, we know how to heal ourselves. And what the psychedelics do, it just allows us to tap into our subconscious and release the if you want to call them, the, you know, kind of the chains that have been holding you back.
Wow.
from growing in your life. It's really wild. You know, I can't explain it, you know, as a layman, but, you know, as we all know, the way we act, and especially if it's detrimental or people can notice a certain way that we act,
right,
a lot of
right.
times, many times those stem from something, right? They started
sure.
when, you know, your dad yelled at you all the time for touching something or, you know, whatever, right? And so, you know, we've built these into our minds for so many years. Well, the psychedelic kind of goes, it's almost like a heat-seeking missile. It goes right to that point and says, okay, let's deal with that issue that you never dealt with before, because it's obvious that it's affecting you now, and you deal with it. It's really wild how they work. And that's why I think these are going to change the future of mental health care, because, you know, that's what the therapy is trying to get to, right? The therapy is trying to solve the problem. It's trying to figure out, the therapist, what is bogging you down? You know, what was that incident that's causing you to act the way you're doing today? It's the root, right? The psychedelic does that really quickly, right? So it does it in, you know, a few hours, 10 hours, but then you're able to integrate that over the next, let's say, couple of days or weeks. And so it's like taking 5 to 10 years of talk therapy and condensing that into a very short amount of time.
Oh, wow.
But as you can imagine, though, people with a lot of traumas potentially could open up a floodgate of
sure, right.
You know, and
right.
not everybody is able to handle that. And that's why, you know, it can be very dangerous to do these substances by yourself, especially if there's trauma. Because if you do have trauma and you don't have the support, you could be in a world of hurt, right? And that's what they talk about. Like, you should not be doing these drugs by yourself, right? And that's what happened in the 60s. And then the government stepped in and instituted the Controlled Substances Act in 1970, you know, and it stopped research for all these years. Because, you know, what a lot of people don't know, psychedelic drugs were intended for medicinal application.
Right.
They were just abused as recreational drugs, just like everything, just like opioids,
right,
and
right,
you know, Valium and Xanax and all these other things, right? Even alcohol, you know, is supposed to be used in moderation, not, you know, half a gallon a night type of thing. And right, so we just have to get back there. We have to destigmatize, you know, we have to educate individuals. You know, I wish they had a better name than psychedelics, because it definitely throws up, you know, red flags right away.
Well, what's interesting too, Marcus, it's just kind of an aside here. I interviewed Kenny Loggins a few months ago. And he has a memoir out. He's very candid about all of his drug use and all of this kind of stuff. The one thing that brought him back, honestly, was psychedelics. He went to an island, and that's when he started his songwriting career. I mean, it just kind of opened things up for him and clarified things. And that it's just amazing to me about how many things can be out there that aren't researched and aren't recommended.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank goodness for you guys to recognize this and start your nonprofit, VETS, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. And this thing, I mean, this is huge. You guys have raised millions of dollars and are helping so many people.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I'll tell you, whenever you find yourself in this new war after the war, it really throws you, because I lived for those days. I dreamed about those days when I would have Marcus home and we could be a family.
Right.
And I actually found myself feeling more comfortable and longing for the days of the war deployments, because I understood that dysfunction and I didn't understand how to live a normal life. And you know, the post 9/11 era of soldier in particular has given so much of this for this nation, 2 decades of sustained combat. And if you were prime fighting age on 9/11, you find yourself in your mid-40s or early to mid-50s now. You literally have half of your life left to live. And we know that it can be a life lived with meaning and purpose and fulfillment and peace. So how can you not pay that forward to other veterans? We feel like by leveraging the veteran voice, that those that have been through our program and contributing to scientific research, we can really go a long way in changing laws in the U.S. that would allow our veterans to access these therapies right here within the borders of this nation that they were willing to die for. So we're standing in the gap. It's an honor to do it. The stories that we're seeing are absolutely miraculous.
Wow.
And I'm so delighted and honored to say that it's not just our family that has experienced this. It is hundreds of families as well.
And I keep hearing that the name VETS, and then I remembered, I know that name because that donation from the Survivor winner, right?
Yes, Mike Gabler. Oh, my gosh, he's the best. We just spent some time with him last week.
I mean, he donated his entire winnings to you guys, I think.
Not the entire. The $1 million that he won, the Survivor, he gave to 10 veteran organizations.
Okay.
So we were one of them.
I got
But his father was an Army Green Beret, so he understands what it's like. You know, he understands these struggles intimately, and just, man, so much respect for him.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing that story. It's some incredibly important work you're doing. What's the best way for people to find out more about your organization?
Our website has the most info, which is vetsolutions.org, including a link for all of our podcasts and media hits. And very, very grateful for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Oh, man, it's our honor. Thank you guys so much. And just continue the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I got a question. What kind of impact do you want to leave on this world?
I want other people to maybe harness their creativity a little bit more. Sometimes we box in with material stuff. like money. And so I want to provide the world with creativity and the ability to use your imagination in this sometimes bleak world.
Rob, what are you thinking about what Nyla's last set of comments is about?
The one word, bleak. So this planet is beaming with life and energy, and they haven't found the same life and energy in the entire universe. Just helps me to see the gift that we have here.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's Real World Leaders.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.